Soku isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngiyela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 18 kuNhlangula 2023 ngokuGive Story. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Why should we announce candidates in the context where we have ZANU-PF literally pursuing our candidates one by one?
Ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change lithi liza kwathulela uZulu ngolwesithathu amagama abazancintisa kukhetho olukhulu olozayo.
Ilanga ngelethu thina obaba, ilanga ngelenu majaka selingobaba, ilanga ngelethu sonke sizaba ngobaba kusasa, ilanga le Father's Day asiliyenzeni libe lelanga elilohlonzi.
Namhla losuku lwabesilisa ole Father's Day zalethulela izemidlalo ezabatsha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change elikhokelwa umnumzana Nelson Jamisa lithi amagama labo abazancintisa kukhetho oluzayo aza kwethulelwa uZulu ngolwesithathu. Kubika uTobias Mutsingwa.
Lokhu kukhulunywe ngumkhokheli webandla le-CCC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa eHarare namuhla ngesikhathi exoxisana lentatheli izindaba ngokukhethwa kwabantu abazamela ebandla leli kukhetho olukhulu oluzaqhutshwa mhla ka-23 ngoBakazi. UChamisa uthi ibandla elibusayo lilakho ukudlala ngoZulu kungethulwa amagama abakubandla le-CCC ungakafiki usuku lokuhlelwa kwalabo abazancintisa kukhetho oluzayo.
Why should we announce candidates in the context where we have ZANU-PF literally pursuing our candidates one by one? Why should we give you the final list now so that we advertise targets and victims? We are dealing with ZANU-PF and we know how to deal with them.
Ekhuluma le Studio 7 umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-CCC umnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziba uthe ukuphuza ukwethula amagama abantu abazancintisa kukhetho benzela ukuvimba ibandla le-ZANU-PF elilakho ukwenza umathanda ngamagama abazancintisa bemele ibandla leli.
Thina lalapha esiphikisana la kulokurongelana okwenzakalayo. Thina njengenhlanganiso bakhuluma abesilungu bathi once beaten twice shy. Kodwa ngokwamanje asuse siwafake emgceke kubana abayi 210 bakhona ngobani. Kodwa sesilitshelile kubana i-210 izavela ngayo.
Kodwa umnumzana Joseph Chuma okudalele Central Committee kubandla le-ZANU-PF uthi i-CCC libandla lamagwala njalo lizanqotshwa okumangalisayo kukhetho oluzayo.
I-TBC isitshengisele sobala vele ukuthi kona libandla eli-destined ukuthi lizadliwa ngoba kuyini abangakwesaba namhlanje. Ama-elections have been happening kusukela ngo-1980. Ama-candidates abo ebephuma egcekeni becampaigna kuhle, akula muntu owabulawa kumbe wadliwa kumbe waginywa. Behlulekile ukwenza into yabo ngendlela enhle.
Umnumzana Praise Moyo, omunye wabaqhuba uhlelo lwe-consensus candidate selection olwenziwa lebandla le-CCC, uthi njengokubona kwabo benze umsebenzi omuhle njalo baqondile labo ababakhethileyo.
According to esakubonayo on the ground, these candidates are the most preferred. Yibo abantu abafunwa ngabantu ukuthi babamelele as representatives for either council, MPs or other positions.
Unkosikazi Ellen Shiriedenga, omunye wababona ngezokhetho kubandla le-CCC, uthi ibandla lakhe lizanqoba okumangalisayo emaphandleni lonyaka.
Emakhanyela njengebandla sibe neprogram lokuba ngikwazi. Lapha esingene khona ezindaweni lapha disihlezi sisabela khatshana kungeniwe kakhulu kwasetshenzwa. So sibona ukuthi indaba le yokungena emakhaya isincedile kakhulu njalo khathesi we are confident njengebandla ukuthi sizathola ama-wards nama-constituencies ambalwa emakhaya.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda omele iBinga North edalele parliament ekubandla le-CCC.
Two-thirds majority parliament iyakwanisa ukutholakala indlela esebenze ngayo nendlela esikhangela ngayo ama-constituencies wokuthi ami njani. Ngibona ngani sizathatha u-president siphinde sithathe parliament.
Kodwa ingcwethi ecubungule ezombusazwe umnumzana Elton Ziki uthi bayazikhulumela nje abakubandla le-CCC ngokunqoba kukhetho oluzayo.
izinto ze-CCC azimanga kuhle ngoba isikhathi abasithethe sona ukuthi bephume la ma-candidates azamela izigaba ema-council ama-MP bayenzeni abantu ngiyabona ukuthi igathe sebebonile ukuthi i-CCC ayiyandawo eyakhona yona
idale le-nomination court lizabhalisa abafuna ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalolunyaka ngolwesithathu ngimele i-Studio 7 ngiseHarare nginguTobias Mudzingwa.
Bakhala abantu eZimbabwe ngokutshona womfelokazi uZodwa Bengwa obhubhe ngolwesihlanu. Ibandla lezaphu lithi litshiywe ngumuntu obesaziwa kakhulu ngokusekela umuyi uDumiso Dabengwa owake wakhokhela ibandla leli. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Strike Mkandla owake wasebenza lo muyi uDabengwa owayecetshiswa ngasese ngumkakhe.
Sizile ngokubhubha kwamakhumalo umsisi Dabengwa. Kodwa ngalaphambili sakhalela imali ezingakathuthi lutho ngoba into lavimbi lapha khathesi akuzange kube nethuba lokuthi amaphepha aqalise ukulungiselela ukuthi azobeka lapha ekhaya isuka khona le ndlu.
Ye, kuyini ongasitshela khona ngomama unkosikazi Dabengwa?
Kuyenje phakathi kwepolitiki kuma-structure sithi thina kube yikho kungalasikhundla epatini kodwa umuntu wesenza okuningi nemuva kuncedisa uDabengwa.
Lo ngumnumzana Strike Mkandla owake wasebenza lo muyi uDumiso Dabengwa bekhuluma ngesililo somfelokazi uZodwa Dabengwa ekobulawayo. Namhlanje usuku olukhathekileyo olwabesilisa olwe-Father's Day akasizwa abanye abantu bekhuluma ngosuku lolu. Imbongi ezilodumo Obert Dube lomoyokside yibo abaqali besiziba.
Ilanga ngelethu thino baba, ilanga ngelenu majaka selingobaba, ilanga ngelethu sonke sizaba ngobaba kusasa. Ilanga le-Father's Day kasiliyenzeni libe lelanga elilohlonzi, sibe ngamadoda uqobo, sinanze omama, sinanze izingane, sinanze imdeni yethu. Ilanga elihle kakhulu yini lonke bobaba.
Ukuba ngubaba akusiyonto encane.
Ungababi, oba ngubaba oqotho.
Oba ngubaba oyisibusiso abantu abaziqhenya ngaye.
Ube ngubaba ongumalume ongalumiyo.
Nanzo-ke
ingqobo ezikhonapho.
Mukhethi weBhebhe, ngikhuluma ngiseGaborone, Botswana. I-Father's Day lilanga oluqakatheke kakhulu ngoba kulapho esinanzelela khona obaba. Obaba isikhathi esiningi ngabantu abokuthi njengama-providers kuma-families. Sonke sikhangelela kibo ukuthi besivikele, besinakekele, besenzele konke nje. Whether bakwenza kumbe bakwenzi. So izikhathi eziningi umuntu ongubaba uhlezi nje ekhathazekile ukuthi i-family inga-right na kumbe injani. So isikhathi esiningi sibalokugcina izidingo kumbe ezabo izinswelo bezifaka eceleni ngenxa yezimuli, unkosikazi nabantwana nje lokunye okunenginengi. So usuku lolu luqakathekile ngoba yilona usuku lapho esizikhohlwa thina sikhumbule obaba bethu. So lami ngithi Happy Father's Day especially to my father uShadrack Maziwa Bhebhe ungikhulisile, and ngithi Happy Father's Day to obaba bonke abakhona labangasekhoyo. Ngithi lilale ngokuthula.
Salibonani balaleli labasakazi baka Studio 7 okhulumayo Simbi kaIgobi from Gwanda kwamanje, kodwa ngikhuluma ngilapha kwelase South Africa. Sijabulele i-Father's Day. Hayi ke mina njengobaba wemuli okwanamhlanje angibele nhlanhla i-Father's Day benhle kimi ngokuba nginxuswe ngomakhelwane abase-South Africa lapha banginxusa ukuthi hoza baba njengoba la ngubaba. Besenza umcimbi wesintu, besenza lokho okuthiwa umbuyiso. So ngisho ukuthi hayi obaba labo mama sijabuleni-ke ngalo le i-Father's Day.
Igama lami ngu-Blessed Mlilo wasenyamendlovu village 3. Ngithi Happy Father's Day kubabami uPilot Mlilo akuvillage 3 Acuten Cruise kusobhuku Amos Ndlovu. Laye ngithi usobhuku ngithi Happy Father's Day, uNkulunkulu abagcine kungayisibo obaba bethu besingeke senze lutho ngaphandle kwabo. So ngibafisela okuhle kodwa nje empilweni yabo.
Salibona lonke bobaba. Zithi Happy Father's Day today, langa labo baba. ngithi happy Father's Day kubaba Mugumbo ePlumtree usemarula, bese ngithi happy Father's Day kumzala wami uNdaniso usekhaya eNyabane, bese ngithi happy Father's Day kubaba wabantwana bami ngilaye lapha uyasmayila uNgwenya Sitshela. Ngiyabonga, ibele la ngelihle bobaba.
Lo nkosikazi Phakiwe tholakele Sibanda. Laba abanye libazuleyo ke ngabalandeli beStudio 7 akade bekhuluma ngosuku lweFather's Day. Sangena kusigaba esilandelayo, sike sikhangele sivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Yoweri Museveni wakule Uganda usenike ibutho lakulelo lizwe amandla amakhulu okulwisana namalicaja awe-Allied Democratic Forces. Abulele abantwana besikolo ngolwesihlanu abangamathumi phose amane 37 eLobirira Secondary School athumba abayisithupha. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba umkhokheli wakule Russia uMnumzana Vladimir Putin walile ukwamukela okucelwa yinkokheli yezwekazi le-Afrika ekhulumisane laye elizweni lakhe ngokubeka phansi isikhali kulandela ukuhlasela kwelizwe lakhe kwele Ukraine. Inkokheli yezwekazi le-Afrika egoqela umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa ibicela ukuba uPutin amukele ukuthi ele Ukraine lilizwe elizimeleyo athi ingxenye yakole Russia. Sokuyisikhathi sezamasiko.
Benganamasiko
wenziwe mandla.
Kusigaba samasiko namhla sisejolojo lapho sixoxa khona lo mnumzana Jeffrey Golide Thuma. Ye, uGolide ke incwadi kwezamasiko esintu. Kulezinsuku kulani nxa kunje egangeni la.
Lo mviyo okusiwomile nje kodwa kuthi hayi usadobheka. Ilemsosobiyani kuyadobheka. Kuphinde sibe lalokho kuthiwa yimpumphulwane. Kodwa amathemiswane eselanda nje ukuthi lawo nje esikhathini sakhona kodwa hhayi akavuthwa kuhle lakho ngokunye okukhona. Bethina lapho singelelane logwayi umfula kulento okuthiwa yizaklabayi abanye bakubiza bethi ngamasili hhayi lakho sokukhona sibili sokuchaza nje ukuthiwa ngethiwani lokufula. Kodwa into ethandwa kakhulu zimpunzi lezani ungabona nje impunzi iyagephagepha mbijana la ugepha kakhulu khonapho uzazithola izaklabayi.
Ye, ukudla lokhu okwesintwini kuyanceda kanganani?
Umeda sibili kakhulu ngoba abadala ubona babekusebenzisa ikakhulu into yabo umviyo labompumpulwane labemsosobiyane babephumula into enelyani esikhona sebantwini okuthiwa umkhuhlane wethukela ngoba abantu ithukela babengayidli kakhulu. Ithukela sasiyitholela khonaphana kuzena ezo zinto ompumpulwane omsosobiyane ngoba umpumpulwane isikhathi indawo ekunxa badala vele bekhana ukuitiye kuthathe njengozintanganyana nje kubhoyiliswe njeziko sinike inkovulyana sinathi. Yikho nje kwakukuhle ngalokhu kwakuceda futhi nento lesezama-BP ithiwa i-BP ungathi nje abantu abale-BP njengantwa nje bayathanda ukuthiyithile zona ezezeganga impilo yabo ngaba ngcono kakhulu kunalokhu ababenzayo kwamaphilisi.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Yikuthi isikhathi iso silomhawu Golide akubatshela abantu sibili ngakhonokhu ukudla kwesintu ukuthi pho njengoba bengasakutholi behlala emadolobheni bayakutholaka.
Ya, ukudla kwesintu sibili kuyakhasili nomuntu ehlala edorobheni kayisibo bonke kodwa abantu abasemadorobheni ungazilo sedorobheni sibili uba nayo imuli esekhaya kumihloko zabo esekhaya abazami ukuthi baphaphele into eziyazenezo omviyo bona bana umpumpulwani umsosobiyani lakho nje kube khona kuya nje kwantwa nje kulethukela beme kakhulu ukudla into ezilethukela eningi bonani impilo yabo ingabenza ukuthi bephile ngcono ngathi abantu abaningi vele sebele mkhuhlane anevele yakhe lingajwayelekanga vele ebantwini besintwini but ijwayeleke emakhiweni. So yikho nje batshela khona ukuthi akula muntu ongelasihlobo sakhe esikhona emaphandleni lapha.
Ye, lo-ke ngubaba uJeffrey uGolide Thuma khona ngale-ke eJolojo. Siyabonga kakhulu-ke ungathini lokusasa baba Golide.
Ubonga mina Mkhembo Sembayo.
Amasiko usenziwe owawusenziwe mandla namasiko.
Sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu silontungameli Gomo.
Yeah,
silamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngontungami lenkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi usenisipanda. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi.
Ngiyabingelela abalaleli namhlanje kusihlwa. Ngiyakhola libe leviki enhle.
Usiphatheleni lamhlanje?
Ngifuna sikhangele kumaHebheru chapter ka 6 iverse ka 11 kusiya ku 15 ibali sithi sifisa ukuba yilolo lalo wenu akubonakalise lokhu kukhuthala lize liphelele ithemba lenu ekupheleni ukuze lingabe ngabavilaphaya kodwa libalingise labo abathi ngokukholwa langokubekezela badla ilifa lesithembiso. Into eqakathekileyo emfuna sikhulume ngayo namhlanje lithemba. Kambe abantu abaningi bayaphambanisa ukuba lethemba lokuba lesifiso. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi safunda kwathiwa kulezifiso zika-amukela. Ngakho-ke nxa sikhuluma ngethemba akumelanga sikhulume ngezifiso, kumele sikuqathanise sikwehlukanise. Ithemba engikhuluma ngalo lithemba eligxile kuNkulunkulu. Siyabona lapho uPawulu wayekhuluma kumaHebheru ekhuluma lamaJuda ababesuke bebaleka bebalekela ukukhathazwa ababekwenza ngenxa yokukholwa kuJesu. Kwakulula ukuba umuntu eseyedwa engale babemelela ukuthi umbuso kaNkulunkulu bekhona, babelethemba ukuba uJesu nxa ebuya uzokuthatha yonke into atshintshe umbuso kaNkulunkulu bekhona. Kodwa babona uJesu sefile, babona uJesu sevukile njalo kwabafileyo, kodwa wasehamba wabatshiya. Ngakho kwakulula ukuthi abantu balahlekelwe lithemba. Kunjalo lakithi kathesi. Sokule mnyaka engu-2000 edlulayo uJesu wabakhona lapha emhlabeni. Nxa sitshumayela leli vangeli kulula ukuthi abantu balahlekelwe lithemba ngenxa yokuthi lapha emhlabeni bathenjiswa izinto eziningi ezigcina zingaphumeleli. Bathenjiswa ngababusayo kumbe bathenjiswa ngalabo ababambe zepolitika ukuba kuzayenzakala lo nyaka ungamvotela ngizayenza lokhu lalokhuyana, ngizayenza lokhu lalokhuyana, bangene belethemba. Kodwa lokhu ayisikho themba, izifiso, ngoba umuntu lo asikwazi thula amandla okwenza into le yabe ayithembisile. Kodwa nxa sithemba uNkulunkulu siyabe sikwazi ukuba sigxile edwaleni elinganyikinyekiyo. UNkulunkulu uthi yena nxa ekhuluma labantwana baka-Israyeli uthi yena kalasithunzi esiphendukayo, njalo kaso umuntu onjengomuntu othi mina laphana bengudlalisa kumbe bengisomela. Into uNkulunkulu abeyithembisile uyayigcwalisa. Sibone umzekeliso onikwayo lapha ngumlobi wamaHebheru ukuthi u-Abraham ngenxa yokuthi wathemba uNkulunkulu wagcina sokugcwalisekile ithemba lakhe. Njalo ke nxa sibala kumaHebheru chapter ka 11 iyakhuluma ngalabo ababethemba uNkulunkulu phakathi kwesikhathi sokuthi balilahle lelo themba. Ngakho ngiyakwazi ukuthi namhlanje nxa ngikhuluma labantu abathenjiswa izinto eziningi ngabantu balapha emhlabeni, wasulahla ke ithemba kulabantu abathenjiswa ukuthi ngizakuthatha engxenye uthusa ukuthi uyabona hawu umuntu lo wakuthembisayo nawe ngiyani usechadile ngalo. Udabuka inhliziyo ulahle ithemba. Kulabanye njalo abathenjiswa izinto eziningi ngamantombazana agcine umuntu esezithwele ngoba ethenjiswa izinto eziningi ezingamanga. Ikanti into esiyithenjiswa nguNkulunkulu uyayiphumelelisa njalo uyayiphelelisa njalo uyayiphutsha. Ngakho-ke namhlanje ngifuna ukuthi nxa sikhuluma ngethemba lele engubalileyo, faka ithemba lakho kuNkulunkulu ungalifaki emuntwini.
Akuyiphethe mfundisi.
Asithandazenini baba ngegama likaJesu. Ngiyathandazela abalaleli wonke umuntu olaleleyo ukuba laba sebalahle ithemba, laba abeza ubuhlungu ngenxa yokuba izinto azibahambeli kuhle, baqilwa kumbe umuntu wathembiswa wabaleka, ngiyathandaza ukuba uNkulunkulu wami bathobe izinhliziyo kodwa batshengisele ukuba wena uyinkosi ethembekileyo. Siyathandaza ngegama likaJesu, amen. Inkosi libusise balaleli, sihlangane ngeviki elizayo.
Lo bekulohlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi usenisipanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami untungami linkomo.
Sike singene kwezabatsha sibonge lo ntungami linkomo khonapho. kwezabatsha namhlanje sikhuluma lo Brian Barak Ncube yena ukubandla lezaphu. Ncube kunjani mntakaba?
Ngiyaphila baba linjani?
Hayi siphile kakhulu, kuzaphu wenzani ke?
Ngu-deputy national spokesperson.
Yebo, wena usesemutsha siphile kakhulu. Kuyini okwakwenziwa kungena esikhundleni lesi? Wakhethwa kumbe bapho ngokuphosela?
Ngakhethwa, it was i-presidential appointment. Because ngangike ngaseva as u-national youth chairperson for 3 years.
Kunjani ukuthi umuntu omutsha onjengawe engene kwezombusazwe?
Kuba lobunzima sebelobukhulu sesikhangela ukuthi eZimbabwe ezepolitiki zikhangelelwe ebantwini abadala kakhulu. Ngoba intsha ikakhulu ayina msebenzi, so uyabungela ama resources. I-politics ikakhulu ifuna umuntu oyabe elama resources, so abantu abatsha bayesabele emuva njalo okunye okwenza bengabuyi issue ye intimidation ababeyithola from estates, especially nxa opposition ophikisana lebandla elibusayo akubi lula sebenzi.
Ye, nxa kungela khulunko okulenza ukuthi lizame ukuthi lingene kwezombusazwe, pho manje abatsha baphelela ngapi?
Yikho thina sikhona si-sacrifice ukuthi sitshengise intsha ukuthi it's possible ukuthi bangene ku-politics, siba-encourage bangene and babuye babe ngama-decision makers, babe ngama-policy makers, because asisoze siyekele ikusasa yethu isezandleni zabanye abantu njengabantu abatsha. So kuzamele sibuye noma kunzima kunjani. Sesikhangela ukuthi abadala lapha abakhona labo bafika ngokulwa belwela inkululeko yeZimbabwe, so lathi kuzamele silwe kodwa silwe impi ehlukene leyalwa ngabadala.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Phose lokugcina mfokancube.
Ayingakutsho ukukhuthaza abantu abatsha ukuthi bangene balungisele ikusasa labo, ngoba i-politics yizo ezikontrola yonke into elizweni. Singakhangela i-economy konke kuya ku-politics. So abantu abangene babe lamandla ngekusasa labo.
Yesambuzwa-ke lokukhuluma ke ngu-Brian Barak Ncube okubandla lezaphu. Sibonge kakhulu ungadinga ngekusasa mfokancube.
Ngimembongilewa.
Yele iStudio 7 esakaze eZimbabwe sizosiphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Wezemidlalo, iqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emdlalweni kakhilikithi linqobe eleNepal ngama-wickets ayithoba minembili emdlalweni walo wokuqala omncintiswano we-ICC Cricket World Cup qualifier oqale namhla eHarare. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
UNdlovu uqale ukuqeqetsha ngemva kokuba esethethe umhlalaphansi ekudlaleni ngomnyaka ka-2011.
Ngathi ngaqalisa kuma-juniors enduba primary school, lapha sathatha khona i-under 14 ingwe tournament. Then ngase ngisiya kuBulawayo Chiefs. Ngafika kuBulawayo Chiefs ngaba le mhlanhla. Umnyaka wokuqala ngikuBulawayo Chiefs sathatha i-championship u-Division 1. I-team yangena ku-Premier League, of course, kayisadlalanga. Then from there uBabu Spand, Love Mo Spand, wase ngikhuthaza ukuthi ngiqalise ama-juniors kuBulawayo Chiefs. So ngase ngiqalisa nge-under 20. So kahle ku-Junior League kumbe youth development uyakhotshwa kakhulu. Kumele ukhotshe ufundise ufana, ngoba umfana ufika engakwanisi ukumisa ibhola. Then kumele umfundise i-technique, kumele umfundise lama-tactics. So ekukhotsheni especially laba abancane, hayi kunzima, funa i-commitment, sikile ufuna uzimisele kakhulu uma ukhotsha abafana abancane.
UNdlovu waziwa kakhulu ngokuthi ngu-Anze uqeqetsha iqembu labasakhulayo leBulawayo Chiefs, lona elikhankasa kusigaba seZimbabwe Football Association Bulawayo Province Division 2. Kulelo qembu kule ndodana yakhe u-Anzlom Junior layo odlala imvimbi esandleni sokudla njengoyise kudala kwakhe.
Ya, ukudlala right back emdlala kuyangimotivate la. Kungibona ukuthi lami ndlala iposition yedlala ngomdala. Kuyangiphosta confidence kakhulu.
UNdlovu omdala udlalele iqembu leHighlanders okwesikhathi eside njalo beyingxenye yeqembu elicine ukuphakamisa isicoco se-league ngo-2006.
Ukudlala qala ngaqalisa kuZimbabwe Saints, lapho kwakukhotshwa khona uNkoma Juju. Ngadlala 1 year kuZimbabwe Saints at under 13, and then ngasuka ngakwa Highlander ngadlala under 15, under 17, under 19, then ngadlala ku-reserve side. Then from there ngathathwa eChapungu ngo-year 2000. Ngadlala ku-Chapungu 1 year ngangulone, and then Highlander yambiza back 2001. Then ngadlala up to 2008. So kuplaying career yami kwa-Highlander khonaphana kulama-championships angu-4. Kontheni suka kwa-Highlander ngahamba eBotswana Traffic Sporting Club, ngadlala 2 years up to 2010. Then after ngivele eBotswana, then ngabuya ngadlala kuKwela Town 2010 to 2011. Then from there ngahle ngayekela ibhola. ibhora angena kucoaching.
Nyakenye uNdlovu ube ngumsekeli kaAgent Sau ngesikhathi iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs elamajaha asakholayo liphakamisa isicoco kusigaba seBulawayo Province Division 3 okuyikho okwenze ukuba likhuphuke liyedlala kusigaba sika Division 2 lonyaka. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo ngimuJoseph Njanjini.
Ye lapho ke sizwe uJoseph Njanjini xoxa loAnslom Ndlovu wayengumvimbi yamaqembu abalisayele Highlanders eChapungu kanye leKwelaton. Siyaxolisa ngokuthi besithe siyalulethela ikilikidi. Ulanilizwe ke ikilikidi kolo manje.
Iqembu leZimbabwe likhethe ukuba yilene phala kube yilo liqala ukutshaya ibhola njalo iqembu lezivakatshi libuthelele amaranzi angamakhulu amabili lamachuma yithobaminemunye 290 lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abayithobaminembili. Kuthe leZimbabwe seliphendula lifikise lelo nani lilahlekelwe ngabadlali ababili kuphela njalo lisalelwe ngamabhola angamachumi amathathu lanhlanu ukuba liqede ama-overs angamachumi amahlanu. Ukapteni weqembu leZimbabwe uCraig Ivan kanye loSean Williams badlale indima enkulu ekunqobeni kweqembu leZimbabwe njengoba betshaye amaranzi ayedlula ikhulu. Umdlali ngamunye ekuphoseni ibhola uRichard Ngaraba nguye okhuphe abadlali abaningi abeNepal njengoba ethethe ama-wickets amane. Komunye umdlali wesibaya sikaGroup A iqembu leWest Indies linqobele United States of America ngamaranzi angamachumi amathathu lathoba mnomunye 39. Kusasa ngomvulo wemidlalo yesibaya sikaGroup B izadlalwa ngokulandelayo. Iqembu leSri Lanka lizadibana leUnited Arab Emirates kuthi eleIreland lizanqikelana leOman. Yomibili limidlalo izaqhutshelwa edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Njanji, sike sizwe zomculo.
Woza moya oyitshele.
Woza moya.
Woza moya oyitshele.
Salibonani bantu bakithi, obingelelayo nguJoel Mdolomba Mbambo. Ngizalwa kwaNkosikazi eMbembezi ngaphansi kweBubi District. UJoel Mbambo ngumculi wezokholo gospel. Ngihamba neqembu elibizwa ngokuthi izimvu ezimhlophe. Lona esilisungule 2019 isungulwa yimi uJoel Mbambo nabanye abafowethu ebesikhonza sonke. Ngo-2019 lo salisungula khona iqembu senze i-album yethu yokuqala ebizwa ngokuthi iSodoma. Kwathi ngo-2020 senza i-album yethu lesibili elalibizwa ngokuthi eGolgotha.
Nase Africa.
Woza
moya oyitshele.
Woza
moya oyitshele.
Nkosi
yethu
sikelela
izwe lethu
nase
Afrika.
Woza
moya oyitshele.
20 ngenxa yeCovid sehluleka ukukhipha i-album lethu lesithathu lona esilikhiphe ngo-2022 esemabili elithi ukholo lwami lelinye elithi woza moya. Okwamanje izimvu ezimhlophe zinama-album amane 4 aseqhubeka kakhulu impela ngoba zona ziyatholakala futhi kuma digital stores wonke esingathi kubo MySpace, kubo YouTube, kubo Facebook, kubo Spotify, yonke nje indawo ku digital stores ziyatholakala izingoma zethu. Ufika khona uthi izimvu ezimhlophe noma uthi Joel nezimvu ezimhlophe kuzovela izingoma zethu lapho. Oyabefisa ukuxhumana nathi angasithola ku number ezithi 079, icode ngu 0027, 0797046757. Ngiyabonga kakhulu owenu uJoel Mbambo.
Nkosi yethu busisalumhlaba,
nkosi yethu
busisalumhlaba, nkosi yethu busisalumhlaba,
nkosi yethu
busisalumhlaba. Sikele, 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 sikele nkosi yethu, sikele nababa. Sikele, 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 sikele nkosi yethu, sikele nababa. Sikele, nkosi yethu, sikele.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke ngamajaka ekhaya lawa ke bacula kunye okumangalisayo. Singakagqiba uhlelo lwanamhlanje othi sikhangele besilazo. Ibandla le-CCC lithi liza kuthulela uZulu ngolwesithathu amagama abazancintisa kukhetho olukhulu oluzayo. Namhla bekulusuku lweFather's Day abantu abanengi besithi kumele kuqakathekiswe obaba. Sikhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwamhlanje. Oliver Lesayo, umthembo sithemba uGibbs Dube. Lilale.